This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. I am going to revisit an app that I did. Oh, my gosh. It's been probably a long time, long overdue. There has been a new update that just came out for this, and there has been a great article that was written up by Amir, and I'll try to put that in the show note. You ought to read the article. He does a showdown between the different various of RSS applications, such as this one I'm going to be reviewing again. It is called Lyre. At least, that's what VoiceOver keeps saying. It says Lyre. But we also did a recent AppleVis Extra with Kunal, which is the developer behind Lyre. We have called it Lyre, but I think the correct pronunciation is Lyre. I think she said it was a French word. All right, so for those that may have not heard my previous podcast on Lyre, and what this is, it is a RSS aggregator. I know that sounds pretty complicated, right? So in a nutshell, let's just simplify this. Think of this. I liked to gather up the news all in one place, then having to surf to different various sites. So if I want to check out, you know, those that know me, I love my Walt Disney News. I like the World News. I like Apple News. Those kind of things, right? So instead of I have like 5 Walt Disney World News page I could go to. I could go to CNN, I could go to Fox, CBS. Then I'll head on over to the technologies like CNET, Smashable, all those different sites, right? So there's all these places you can go to get your news for the day. Or if you have a particular app that brings all the news to you, in one single app, which is great, but I'm more in the advanced section, which means I'm not satisfied with just one app with this news. I like getting a wealth of information of different kinds of news from all sorts of different places into one thing. So that's what it does. It goes out to the sites, and all these places have something called an RSS, which is a feed, and you can subscribe to that feed. So like AppleVis, for example, has a feed. And we have different various feeds, which I'll show you in the demonstration that I'm going to do with the podcast today, how you subscribe to an AppleVis and what kind of feeds that we have and what's in those feeds. So anyway, so I have just tons and tons of different feeds that I've collected all over the internet. And so it'll pull all the information down to you to one place, and that way I can read all the news that I want into one place. Now, the cool part about this is that you can organize it. I have it very organized, so I have it in categories for myself. So I have these what we call folders and such like that, and which I'll be getting into too as well. Now, is it for you? It just depends on how much news you have that you want to read, and is the top news good enough for you? That's going to be a personal preference. Of course, I just like the top news, but I also like to know all the insides of the nitty-gritty stuff. So you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm more of the advanced user side. But even if you're not an advanced user, there's some pretty good reasons why you want to use something like Lyre. Okay? Now, there are a number of readers out there. We got some of the competitors like Newsify, Feedly, and various different kinds of aggregators out there. Lyre just competes with them. And the reason I am now a Lyre fan, mostly because the other sites or other apps, they do a wonderful job. UI, there's pros and cons to everybody, but in the long run, what matters the most for me is what I wanted out of it, and I just keep coming back to Lyre. Not only with that, but, you know, of course, the developer is extremely, he's open to listen. As you can hear in the AppleVis Extra with Kunal, he has been working with people in the visually impaired world for years on this. So anybody that's put that much effort and that much development into something is always worth doing. But the biggest factor I love about it is called full text. This is a major win over for me. As I demonstrate, I'm going to show you what full text means and why it's so important, why I like about it and stuff like that. Okay. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and go to my Leray app.
Leray, 172 new items.
Okay.
Double tap to open. Actions available.
Now, it has 176 articles that is sitting there waiting for me. Yeah, that's a lot. Some of you probably won't subscribe as much as I do, but that is a badge that tells me how many new articles there are. And yes, you can have a setup automatically pull the feeds throughout the day automatically for you. Or in my case, when I just open the app itself, it will typically just automatically sync because I already had it open. It's not going to do automatic sync, but I have it set up to every time I open it, it will sync it on the fly rather than do automatic sync. So, but the option is there for you. All right, so with the new Leary, there is some new interface to get used to, and I like what he's done here. He provides a number of ways of how a person can use the app, which is pretty cool. Those that want to use it as a standalone can do so. If you have places like Feedly, where I have, and there's other options you can use. Now, why do I use Feedly rather than a standalone? Okay, well, here's the deal. Feedly is in the cloud, so it will remember all the subscriptions I subscribe to. It's a free service. You can go to Feedly.com and sign up. It's a free service once you have it signed up. And then you can come back into Leary and add your account for the Feedly. Or you can use it as a standalone. Okay. And to standalone, you can subscribe to all your subscriptions and things like that. But you'll have to back it up yourself. So when you transfer to a new phone or your phone just dies, you're going to have to add something called OPML, which is a file that you have to back up and put it somewhere safe so you can re-import that at a later time. So you can probably send that to yourself by emails or whatever and put it on your computer somewhere, whatever, however you want to do it. So it's a file that once you do all subscription, you need to back up this OPML file so that contains all the information that you subscribe to. Now, if you use Feedly, which is a service that automatically remembers all your stuff, all you have to do is just log back in. Okay. All right. Now, before we start with anything with the main screen or anything, because if you are new to this and you don't have Feedly or anything like that, you want to use the standalone, I'm just going to show you a couple of basic things first, and then we'll just dive right into it and show you what I have, how you can subscribe to RSS feeds and go through the different articles and things you can do with it. Okay. All right. Now, at the bottom left-hand corner, we open up the Leary.
Feedly button.
There's a button there that says Feedly. Now, for me, that is a Feedly service. So if you double tap on that button,
Feedly, sync mode, heading.
This is a sync mode. What are you syncing with? It's a swipe to the right.
Done. Button. Standalone. No syncing.
There's that standalone I was telling you about. So if you want to use it as a standalone, and if you want to back up your OPML file, that's great.
Selected. Feedly.
There's a Feedly. Now, the rest are just different types of services you have. And so I'm going to show you those services that he offers and provides and supports.
Feed HQ, the old reader, in order, Bazquix reader, logout.
And then there's my logout. I'm going to go back up to done.
Baz, in order, the old reader, feed H, selected, Feedly, standalone, done, button, done, Leary, heading.
So I wanted to show you, you can access the different type of services that you're subscribed to and whatever. For me, I always keep it on Feedly, so the Feedly is always on. For you, the standalone, you can use the standalone and just never really touch that button again. For me, I don't. That would be useful if you have multiple sources, I suppose, but in this demonstration, I'm only going to show you one, okay? So I have my Feedly all logged in. You'll have to get that set up for the first time. It's very simple. You just log in once it's set up and logged in. If you have something previous in the Feedly, it'll bring everything down for you automatically, and you'll see everything as you had before. Otherwise, if you're starting from scratch, you won't see anything on the first page, and you have to start adding subscriptions. Okay. Now, at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen,
settings.
It's settings. As always, I'm going to go dive into settings because...
Settings, heading.
The two things, the settings is going to be very critical in how you want to use the app. It depends how you want to read things, how you want to see things. It is extremely customizable, and I have not seen anything as customizable as this. Compared to other app readers out there, RSS aggregator apps, you're not going to find anything more you can customize than this, especially when it comes to accessibility. So let's go ahead and just dive in through a couple of these so you can get an idea how my layout is set up.
Done button.
All right, so you got your done button.
Sync mode, Feedly.
There's the sync mode. You can double tap on that. That was the same area where we saw before when we were at the bottom left. He includes that in within the settings.
User interface sounds. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Pretty self-explanatory there.
Unread count badge. Switch button on.
And
double tap to toggle setting.
As I said there, unread badge. I like that on so I know how many are unread left that I have not seen.
Font, Gilsons.
You can change the font, so anybody with different type of low vision will be able to really love this because you can change the fonts, etc. This is great for those people in that field that have any vision left. For myself, I don't have any, so that's not going to be applicable to myself.
Theme, default.
Okay.
Wi-Fi only automatic downloads. Switch button, on.
Wi-Fi
double
automatic.
Tap to toggle setting.
Allows you to say, I want to automatically Wi-Fi sync.
With Wi-Fi only automatic downloads enabled, Lyrae will only perform automatic downloads when on Wi-Fi. Enabling it is recommended if you're on a limited data plan. This affects automatic slash background sync slash refresh, automatic full text caching, and automatic image caching.
That's right. So basically, you don't want to be out and about with a cell service, and if you are very limited in what you can have in data, you want to make sure that's on if you are using the automatic feed. So if you want to schedule to have it automatically bring down all the new feeds, obviously you don't want to use that over data because it can consume a lot of data depending how much subscription you have subscribed to. Okay, in my case I left the Wi-Fi on, which is fine.
Accessibility slash voiceover options.
All right, here are the accessibility voiceover options.
Caching options.
Let's go
accessibility
back.
Slash voiceover options selected. Accessibility
Double
options.
Tap on that.
Settings. Back button.
All right. So let's look in what they have accessibility. This is going to knock the socks off you because it's got so much on here.
Accessibility options. Heading.
Going to the right.
Done. Button.
Done.
Article list options. Heading.
All right. The article list. So when you get the articles come down to you, you can customize exactly how you want it.
This allows you to set what voiceover does and does not speak in a list of articles. Heading.
Okay.
Speak time since article date. Switch button off.
All right.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Do you want the date and time? And I'm just going to let you hear this. It's pretty self-explanatory. So the date time, do I care about that? No, I don't, because I read it frequently enough that I don't need that.
Speak article source slash publisher. Switch button on. Speak article read slash unread status. Switch button off. Speak article starred status. Switch button off. Speak article summary. Switch button on.
Summary.
Double tap to toggle setting.
You definitely want that on. That way it'll read it to you as you just flick over an article without having to double tap on something to get into the article. Just kind of it's a summary, so it's a preview, so it gives you a little teaser, see if it's something I really want to read or I just want to skip it. It saves you a lot of time than having to dive into the article itself, see what's available, if it's anything of interest for me to read, and then I don't have to do that. The summary will take care of that. And say, oh, okay, this sounds pretty cool. I'll just dive in there.
Note, article source slash publisher will never be spoken when viewing a list of articles in a specific feed. Article list order. Heading.
Article list order.
This allows you to change the order in which voiceover speak attributes of each article in a list of articles. Heading. Article title. Reorder article title. Button. Draggable.
Now.
Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound. Then drag to rearrange.
It is draggable area. So I have a title here. I have the title set to first, so you can drag this around. If you want to drag something around, let me introduce you a couple more things here. So my title is spoken first.
Time since article date.
Time since article date.
Reorder time since article date. Article source slash publisher.
The publisher.
Reorder article source slash publisher. Article read slash unread status.
Unread.
Reorder article read slash article start status.
So these are all the things that we saw up above. Now, if you, even if you say, I don't want it announced and it's turned off, you'll still see it here, but you can arrange how you want it to be spoken to you when you come across an article. That is a really fantastic, and you're not going to find that anywhere else. And when you go to the second option here,
reorder article start status.
Button. You hear that?
It's draggable.
Arrange it.
Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
Exactly what I just did. You just do one finger double tap hold, and then you just, while you're holding it down, you just move your finger up, and that will rearrange how the article is being read back to you. So you can put that in order as you like it. So this is pretty much the accessibility area over here, and I wanted to show you what I have set on and off. This will be definitely up to you how you want it personalized, but kudos to Kunal for actually giving us the ability to tell us what we want to hear for ourselves and how, and what order we want it to hear. So I love this ability to be able to do that, feel a little more freedom, gives me more customization, what I want to do in preferences. Okay.
Speak article summary.
Let's
speak,
go back to the top
speak article
here.
Source slash publisher settings, back button, accessibility options.
All right.
Heading settings, back button,
top left. You go back to the settings itself.
Settings, settings, accessibility slash voiceover options.
Okay. Now I'm going to swipe to the right.
Caching options.
Okay. Caching option. All right, this is where it's going to make a big difference in what people want to do. Now, by default, and how Leary was designed in the first place, was he lives in an area where his cell reception is pretty spotty. Not only that, but for people that don't want to use a lot of cell service, but they want something to do while they're going to point A to point B, for example. So what he has designed is that it will bring down the article plus it'll cache it. That means I'm going to bring the articles down with it. And this will take a lot of time to wait, but in the long run, it's going to be very beneficial for people that do have spotty reception, things like that, and they want to actually be able to read the articles offline when they're not in an area that has a Wi-Fi or cell, because you downloaded all the articles itself. So that's what the caching ability is for. However, for myself, to save time and to make it go real fast, and since I don't have automatic and I only do a refresh on my Leary when I come home and double tap and do a manual sync myself. So I turned off the caching option itself. I don't want it to download all the articles, and I'll show you what I mean by that. And yes, you'll still be able to read it because I'm still connected by Wi-Fi. Now, if you don't have any connection, obviously you're going to need caching when you do do this. But for myself, I have this turned off. So let's go to caching option.
Selected. Caching options. Settings. Back button.
Okay. Now this. Okay, go to the right here.
Caching options. Heading. Mm-hmm. Done. Button.
Done.
Automatic caching. Heading.
All right. Here we go.
Automatic full text caching. Automatic image caching. Switch button. Off.
All right.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Here, I'll go back here.
Automatic full text caching.
Automatic full texting.
Selected. Automatic full text caching. Back button.
Now, I double tap on that. I go to the right.
Automatic full text caching. Heading.
Go to the right.
Done. Button. Enable all.
Now, what it's going to do, it's going to bring up every subscription that I belong to. So by default, everything is enabled all, okay?
Disable all.
I have it disabled all for myself. So if you want to disable everything so it's not caching, so you don't have to get all the articles at once. But as I mentioned before, those that want all the articles, they can go to one more to the right.
Walt Disney World, Google News, switch button, off.
You can set
double tap to
all
setting.
This on and off. So
disable all. Enable all.
There's an enable all.
Disable all.
Disable all. So you just double tap one of those. So I disable all.
Disable all.
So I just double tap that. Now everything's turned off. Now the subscriptions. Here are all the different subscriptions I belong to.
Walt Disney World.
Just a
Google
few.
News. Switch button. Off.
So that's off.
148 apps. iPhone and iPad app reviews. Game reviews. And 9 to 5 Mac. Switch button. Off.
All right.
Double tap to toggle setting.
You get the basic legit. You can go to each of these subscriptions and turn on if you want to automatically catch those. Otherwise, It will also save you time if you don't want all of the news being cached. You can just do certain ones, or you can do all of them. In my case, I just disable all of them because I don't have a spotty cell reception, and I'm most of the time I'm not reading. And really, I guess it just depends how many subscriptions you have and stuff. That depends on your data when you're in your cell. But for myself, I'm always at home when I read this, or I'm always at a Wi-Fi area. I don't need this. So let's go back to the top left.
Back button.
Go back.
Back button. Caching options. Settings. Back button.
Okay.
Caching option. Done.
Go back here.
Automatic caching. Heading.
All right.
Automatic full text caching.
So you double tap that. That gives you the ability to turn things on and off of caching.
Automatic image caching. Switch button. Off.
And now,
double tap to toggle setting.
This is probably a no-brainer. This is set to on automatically, but for us that have no vision at all, and plus it will save a lot of space for you, and you don't have to download all these images. So I have this turned off. So any images that come with the articles, it's just automatically removed. Don't even bother downloading it.
You will need an active internet connection to read full text of any article or view any image that is not cached.
Okay, that's right. In order to read something, you have to be connected to Wi-Fi. Otherwise, the caching will cache the article.
Manual caching. Heading.
This is the manual caching area. This is where we can go dump things.
Cache all and cache full text. Button.
I can cache right now. I can manually go ahead and say, hey, go ahead and fetch out the stuff. And I could just force it. There are other ways to force a sync. And I will show you how to do that. But you can come in here and do this.
Cache all and cache images. Button.
If you want the images and you want to cache it, you can just double tap that. It will go out and grab all the images that you have subscribed to.
This allows you to cache full text for all articles or images that have not already been cached. This process might take some time depending upon the total number of articles or images that need to be cached.
That's correct. The more subscription you have, the longer it's going to take to download.
Limits. Heading.
All right. Now we can tell the limits how much to cache at a time.
Keep read articles till next sync.
All right. Now, I like to keep the read article until the next caching. Now, there's different options here. You can go and double tap in here and say, I want to keep all my read messages, things I've already read for a very long time or days or whatever. I dump out all the stuff I've already read each time I open Lyra and do a cache. It will automatically dump out all the stuff I have already read. So it just clears things up. It saves me a lot of space, and I have no use for old articles. Now, for those that like to go back to articles you've read, say, hey man, I read that article a couple days ago. I wonder what it was. Then this is for you. You want to set it to a couple of days or a week or whatever, how much you want. Now, the downsides of this, of course, is going to take up a lot of space. And depending on your phone size, if you got a small device like a 16 gig model, this is something you probably want to go and make it very small. Otherwise, if you got a bigger phone with the 128 gig models or something like that, then you got a lot more space to work with. So it's just tits for tat. It just depends on your preference. So I only keep it until the next time I sync. So all my read messages I've already read, it's gone. Boom.
This allows you to limit the number of articles that are saved in cache.
Okay.
Clear cache. Heading.
Now, you can clear the cache right here from here.
Delete all feed icons. Button.
This will delete all the feeds.
Delete all images. Button.
All the images.
This allows you to delete some items from cache.
All right. This kind of force, it dumps a cache. So let's just say I wanted to save so many feeds, like I said, the read cache. And after a while, it gets kind of full. You can come in here and just dump it right here, and then I'll start restoring. So if you need some space right now, you can come back and do that. I don't need to do that because it automatically dumps it for me every time I open it up, okay?
Cache size, heading.
And then this is a great feature so you can see how big your cache is on your device.
To find out how much disk space the entire cache is occupying on your iPhone, open your iPhone settings app and go to general greater than usage, heading.
Okay, so it's explaining where you can find the size.
Report a problem, button.
Okay.
Report a problem, button.
And that is it. So I'm going to go to the top left.
Settings, back button.
And by the way, when you're in settings, the top right,
done.
It's a done button. Now, it's a little confusing, and it took me a while to get used to this, but when you're in the settings, if you hit done, it'll dump you out of settings entirely. But when you're within settings, like we're doing now, use the top left when you are still want to be in the settings itself. Otherwise, you'll jump right out of settings, and you have to go back into settings if you hit the done button at the top right.
Settings. Back button.
So we'll go to settings, top left.
Settings.
Tap that.
Heading. Sync options. Caching options.
All right.
Accessibility slash voiceover.
So we have the accessibility stuff here.
Caching options.
The caching option.
Sync options.
And now we're going to go to the sync option. Let's double tap on here.
Selected. Sync options. Settings.
All right. Let's go to the right.
Sync options. Heading. Done. Button.
There's a done. Top right.
Sync on start. Switch button. On.
All right. Sync on start. So this is the part I was telling you about. Every time I open up the Leary app for the after it's been closed, it's going to automatically sync, and it's going to sync it for me, so I don't have to do it with my three fingers dragged down, but I'm still going to show you that in a bit. So if you like that option, you want it to sync each time you open up the app, that's how I do it. I love it, and it works great.
Automatic background sync, never.
All right, those that want to set up in the background, if you want it to automatically sync in the background, which I mentioned before, you can double tap on this and set up the arrangement how you want it. I have it turned off. I don't want to do that.
Fetch already read articles. Switch button, off.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting. Max sync, 5,000.
It's going to sync how many articles you want to sync. 5,000 each time it does a sync. That's a lot of articles.
Max sync, 5,000.
Okay, and that's it for the syncing. So you see how my setup is here.
Settings, back button.
Get back
settings
out of here.
Settings, sync options.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Article options.
Article options.
Selected. Article
okay.
options.
Let's
settings.
Go in here.
Back article options. Done. Button. Article view options. Heading. Full screen on scroll. Switch button. Off.
Full screen.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I don't have the full screen on. I turn this off.
Open in full text view.
Full text view.
Fast read later. Star slash unstar.
Fast read later. This is an option you can have. It'll show up on the bottom row on the bottom where their tabs are, and you can have it. This is a quick settings area, so you can do quite a few things. If I go
selected.
In here,
fast read later, fast read later,
fast heading. Read later. So what do you want the fast read later to do? So
done button selected star slash unstar.
You can start
Safari reading list.
You can put that onto a Safari reading list.
Evernote.
You can go right into Evernote with this article.
Delicious. Diego. Pinboard. Pocket. Instapaper. This decides the action of the second button on the bottom bar in the article view.
There you go. So if you have a need for that, you liked, if you're an Instapaper user, this is great. You just double tap that little fast start button down towards the bottom, and I'll automatically send it right directly to Instagram. It just does it right on the fly, and it is kind of pretty cool little thing. So it lessens for you to have to go to under share, find it, and then double tap it, and then it sends it to whatever source you want it to do. But that is why it's there, and it's at the towards the bottom of each article. So if you are one of those diehards that want to do that, it is a service that stores all your articles. So, you know, remember, as I mentioned before, it says, say I have an article that I read a couple days ago, and I said, oh, man, I don't want to go back and try to find it. Well, that's what these services are for.
Instapaper.
The Instapaper is a great, great service to use. It's very accessible. You can send your articles to Instapaper, and it's an app that you can get. And with an Instapaper, it has all the articles that you've ever favored, and it keeps all that in there for you, okay?
Back button.
Back.
Back button. Article options. Fast read later. Star slash unstar. Mark is red. Unopen.
All right. Mark on red. I have this set to upon open. That you can select how you want things to be read. So each time I swipe by an article, it will automatically list it as read. Now, some people like to not do this. It's going to stay unread until you double tap on an article to say, I truly read it. But for me, I have a lot of articles I want to go through. A lot of them I am not going to read. Some I am. So the ones I passed up, I'm going to say is read. Now, you can go back and swipe up with the rotor and say, I'll keep this one as unread. You can do that. But on the fly, I like to read things as I go. So this is set on to me, and you'll see how I use it once we get into the articles.
Open links in a browser.
What do you want to do with the links itself? This has a built-in in-app browser. So if you wanted to open up Safari instead or whatever, have not, you can double tap here and we'll open up whatever app that you prefer to do.
Article list options.
Now, heading. The article list options, this is how you want the article to list. So
mark is red on scroll. Switch button. Article list options. Heading.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go next.
Mark is red on scroll. Switch button on.
Yep. So I have this double set tap on. So as it scrolls up, it's going to read it as red.
Thumbnails. None.
You want thumbnails? I don't want any thumbnails. Again, this is a visual thing. I have no use for the thumbnails, so people probably can turn this on and off how you want it to be, okay?
Swipe to left, action, */*.
Now, this, I believe, is pretty much going to be for people with without voiceover, because it's going to be, these are gestures that you can perform to do things, and really they don't apply to us. I suppose you could do it if you want, but I don't highly recommend it.
Swipe to right, action, show options.
See that?
Swipe to right, action,
okay.
Show options.
So I'm not going to, we're just going to skip out of that because this doesn't apply to us.
Settings, back button.
Okay.
Settings, heading.
All right.
Article options, export/import.
Okay, there's this export, import I was telling you about. If you are doing a standalone, this is where you can export your OPML file. So once you have everything that's set up the way you want it, the folders are set up, the articles are, so you got your sites you're subscribed to, you can export and save it somewhere, wherever you want. Dropbox, whatever, have not, iCloud, things like that. Great place to store it. And then you can import it back into Lyre at a later time in case something happens and you have lost it. Now, because I use the Feedly service as I mentioned before, it will remember everything. I never have to do the export-import.
Acknowledgements.
Acknowledgement, of course, everybody that helps contribute to Kuno's work. It's a great place to hear to see who he acknowledges.
Help.
The help. Self-explanatory.
Tip jar.
A tip jar, of course. If you like to give a little donation, a little tip jar for Kuno's work, feel free to do so. This is always recommended. If you love the app enough, tip him.
Lyre.
All right.
Version 3.0.4.
Tells me what version I'm at.
Build 0.0073. Certain names, logos, and materials displayed in this app constitute trademarks, trade names, service marks, or logos, marks of various other entities.
Okay.
Ownership of certain names,
and
logos.
That just gives us the trademark. Now, top right.
Done. Button.
Done. I'm done.
Done. Lyre.
All Lyre. Right. So that, wow. Okay, that was a lot to take in. Once you have that set up the way you want it, fortunately, you'll never have to come back and do that again. So once you got it set up in your settings, we're ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll. So let's go back towards the top here.
Filter, button, Lyre, heading.
All right, here's the Lyre heading. And when I swipe to the right.
Filter, button.
Okay, now there's a filter button here. The filter is pretty important, and this is going to be global-wide. Now, the filter will come back to, you can say all, unread, and or read. So in other words, what do you want to see? Right now, I want to see everything, and we'll come back to that.
Search button.
You can search for a particular article and such.
Subscriptions.
Okay. Now, you have a different ways to go about and how to read the articles that you have downloaded. We got the subscriptions, where you can see what you have subscribed to and then what's new in each of those subscription area. I'm going to go to the right.
All articles, 172 total articles.
Or I can see all of my articles, and that you can double tap that, and we'll show you every article.
Ebooks.
There's ebook. If you want to save something into an ebook, the option is here. I'm not going to show you how to use it. I don't ever use this, but for some that want to save all your articles and stuff into ebook format, this is a way to do it.
Folder options button.
All right, and then we have the folders. Now below here are your folder options.
Folder sorting button.
And heading. How you want to sort it, and I will get to these. And then we get into my first folder.
Folders heading. Apple News, 121 total unread articles.
I say there's 121 articles in my Apple folder. So now I create folders. For you that haven't subscribed to anything, you're not going to see any folders, and I'll show you how to get to those in a minute. But for me, I'm just going to show you the first screen here. So I have a number of folders, and that way I'm a little bit more organized. I say are the articles that I subscribe to that are Apple related, I put in the Apple folder.
Disney News, 10 total unread articles.
There's my Disney News.
Science and Technology News, 25 total unread articles.
Science.
World and U.S. News, 16 total unread articles.
And World available. And U.S. News. And then if I swipe to the right,
Feedly.
Now I'm back to the bottom here. So I have full folders here. I can just double tap on Apple and it'll show me all the articles within Apple. But before I do that, let's go back to the top.
Filter. Search. Button. Subscriptions.
Let's go to subscription. Double tap here.
Selected. Subscriptions. Near A. Back button.
All right. Now, the reason I showed you subscription, why I'm going here first, this is where you can add subscription if you don't have any. So let's go to the right.
Subscriptions. Heading. Add subscription. Button.
Add subscription. That is where you can add the subscription. They're at the top right-hand corner. I will show you that in a few moments. Let's go ahead and see what is on this page here.
Filter. Button.
There's that filter again.
Subscription sorting. Button.
You can have subscription sorting. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you want it ascending or descending, you can double tap on that and we'll put them in alphabet order. So in here, it's going to alphabetize all my subscription in from A to Z. That's the default.
Walt Disney World, Google News.
All right, so here is my subscriptions that I have subscribed to. I'll let you listen to a few, but these are all the subscriptions.
148 apps, iPhone and iPad app review, 9 to 5 Mac, 2 total unread articles.
See, it says 2 unread.
Actions available.
Now, if you like going through the subscription, you can see there's 2 unread messages in here. I can double tap on that, and it'll open up, and it'll bring up those 2 articles that is unread. I can go in there and read that in this way.
All ears, net.
Nothing
actions
there.
Available. App advice, 7 total unread articles.
There's 7 in there.
Apple, Google News, 10 total unread articles.
10 in those.
Apple, the latest on Apple, CNET News, 16 total unread articles.
16 in there.
Actions available.
Et cetera, et cetera. Now, one thing I want to show you. Now, if there is a subscription you no longer want to subscribe to, you have to come into the subscription area here and swipe up.
Unsubscribe.
And that gives you the unsubscribe option. So if you double tap that, it'll unsubscribe from that, and you no longer will get any articles from that source, okay? Swipe up again.
Activate default.
It'll do the activate default, which opens up the subscription and show you those following articles. Now, back to the top left or right.
Subscription sorting. Add subscription. Button.
Double tap on
add. Add subscription. Cancel. Button.
All right, now, there are many, many different ways you can do this. Now, as I swipe to the right.
Add subscription. Heading. Search or enter address. Search field.
If
double tap to edit.
You want to search for somebody, and we will do in a few minutes here.
Suggestions from Twitter. Button. Suggestions from Facebook. Button.
Now, that is an option that is through Feedly only, so you those standalone will not see that. And right now, that is a work in progress, and hopefully it will work. Right now, they're having some difficulties with that. And that would be pretty cool to see when in the future here.
Search. Heading. News.
These are the categories you can subscribe to. So if you want to see different sources, they got news.
Technology. Gadgets. Sports. Business. Finance. Design.
Blah, 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 blah. And you get the idea. So if you're interested in technology, just go back to technology.
Finance. Business. Sports. Gadgets. Technology.
Double tap on technology.
Selected. Searching. Ellipsis.
Now, it's going to bring
Engadget.
Up...
Engadget is a web magazine with obsessive daily coverage of everything new in gadgets and consumer electronics. http://www.engadget.com.
Okay, so this is the first technology, Engadget. That's a great place. If you want to subscribe to it, you can just double tap on that. Or you can just go to the right and keep seeing what other sources are available.
Lifehacker, don't live to geek, geek to live. HTTP, Wired, get in-depth coverage of current, The Verge, covering the intersection of technology. TechCrunch. TechCrunch is a group editor. Gizmodo. We come from the future. Mashable. Leading source for news.
So these are all the different things you can subscribe to. And I will show you how to subscribe to one with AppleVis, but I wanted to show you that you got different categories that you can get right out of the gate if you wanted to just find something without having to do a search. You can go through the different categories and subscribe to them. Now I'm going to get back out of here.
TechCrunch. TechCrunch is a back button.
Back?
Back button. Add subscription. Technology.
I'm going to go look for search.
News. Search. Heading.
Here we go.
Suggestions from Facebook. Suggestions from Twitter. Clear text. Technology. Search field.
Mm-hmm.
Double search field. Is
I'm going to go in
technology.
Here.
Clear text. Button.
Clear.
Clear text.
I'm going to type AppleVis.
Cap. Cap A. Cap A. P. 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 L. L. F. D. R. E. E. C. V. Victor. V O I I X X.
Okay.
Search.
I think I did that.
Delete X.
I think I.
D. Delta. S.
Oh,
S.
There we go. I got X. Okay. Now we do a search, which is the bottom right-hand corner.
Search.
Okay.
Searching. Ellipsis. Back button.
And now we're going to see the Apple Viz feeds that are available out there. Yes, you can do a search on many, many things. So if you're looking for something in particular, try using their name, and then hopefully it'll show up.
Search results. Heading. Done. Button. Aplevis. Google News. Google News. http://news. Google.com/news. HL equals NNPZE equals 1 and net equals SNQ equals Aplevis.
So this is a Google.
Aplevis. In news. Search results. https://w AppleVis, recent content, accessible apps, guides and discussion for blind and vision impaired users of Apple devices, http://www.aplevis.com/feed/all, already subscribed.
All right. So this is how you can find AppleVis. That is the feed that you want. And then we go to the right.
AppleVis, recent blog posts, accessible apps, guides and discussion for blind and vision impaired users of Apple devices, http://.
So if you, there are a number of feeds that we offer. The first one is everything. If you want everything about AppleVis, everything that's being posted and things like that, you want to subscribe to this one. This one is just for blogs. Anytime we post a blog and you just want the blogs and nothing else, you can subscribe to this.
AppleVis, recent additions to the iOS app directory, empowering
recent addition to app entry.
AppleVis, recent guides and tutorials.
Guides and tutorial.
AppleVis podcast. AppleVis offers a wide range.
If you just want the podcast.
AppleVis, recent forum topics. Empowering blind and low vision users of Apple products and related applications. AppleVis, latest app deals. Empowering blind and low vision users. AppleVis, latest accessory reviews. Accessible apps.
So you can see there's tons of stuff that we offer. Now I'm going to go back up to the main feed.
AppleVis, 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 recent guides and tutorials. AppleVis, recent additions to the iOS app direct. AppleVis, recent blog posts. AppleVis, recent content, accessible apps, guides and discussion for blind and vision impaired users of Apple.
Want everything. So you just do a one finger double tap on that.
Already subscribed. Heading.
I already did. I have already subscribed to this.
Unsubscribe button.
Now, for you, when you're ready to subscribe, you just double tap that subscribe button, and that will subscribe you to the feed of AppleVis. So you just double tap that subscribe when you're ready.
Cancel button.
Or you can cancel it.
Cancel button.
All right. So let's do one I don't have. Let's
dismiss pop-up.
See better. Dismiss it.
AppleVis, recent blog posts, accessible apps, guides.
I don't have just a blog, so let's just use that one as an example.
http://www. http://www.aplevis.com/feedaplevisblog. Heading.
All right.
Subscribe button.
There's a subscribe button. I'll go ahead and
subscribe. Subscribe. Okay. Subscription details. Back button.
All right.
Subscription details. Heading. Done. Button. Title. Heading. AppleVis. Recent blog posts.
You can double tap that and change the title if you don't like the title of the subscription. You know how when you go through the subscription, this is what it will be titled.
Site URL. Heading.
Tells you where the feed is.
http://www.aplevis.feedurl. Heading. http://articles. Heading.
Okay.
Total articles. 0.
Trust me, I haven't fetch any articles for a blog, so it's set to 0.
Unread articles, 0.
Unread is 0.
Folders, heading.
All right, now here comes the folders.
Folders.
If you are interested in making a folder, this is how you assign a subscription to a particular folder. So I'm going to double tap here.
Selected, folders.
Back now this button. Is very important because this is how you keep things very organized.
Folders, head. Create new folder. Button.
You can create a new folder for you. So if you're new, got a standalone, you want to create some folders like I do, Apple-related stuff here, Walt Disney-related here, et cetera, et cetera. You just double tap on create it. Or
Apple News.
It will show you the folders you've already created. So I'll just double tap on items. So I'll just double tap.
Selected. Apple News.
Apple News. So that all my articles will go into the Apple News folder. So that is how you organize a particular subscription that will show up in a particular folder of your choice. So obviously the rest is what we've seen before here.
Disney News, Science and Technology, World and U.S. News.
And that's it.
World and U.S. News.
Okay. So that is how you subscribe to the different stuff here. So let's go back.
Back button.
Top left.
Back button.
And then.
Title. Heading. We'll AppleVis. Site URL. HTTP. Feed URL. HTTP, articles, total articles, unread article, folders,
my
heading.
Folder.
Folders.
That's where we were. Just double tap that.
Full text settings, heading.
All right, here comes the cool part.
Open articles in full text view. Switch button, on.
I want
double tap to toggle setting.
When I open the articles and stuff, I want it in full text. And I'm going to explain to that to you when we get into the articles. That is very, very important, and this is what makes this thing, wow, far above none of other places that I are apps that I've used. They may offer it, but I'll explain that to you as well. I like to keep my full text on.
Automatic full text caching. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting. Open automatic full text caching. Switch button on.
Okay.
Automatic full text caching. Switch button on.
I want this.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I want it to turn off.
Off.
I don't want it to catch it each time that it pulls it down. That's the catching part. I don't want that turned on because every time you open it up, it catches. Remember I was telling you about that? I'd rather just open up the article when I'm ready to catch it. Okay? So that is set off. And that is it. So.
Open articles in full text view. Switch button on.
I like that on.
Automatic full text caching. Switch button.
I have that off. For those that want offline reading, make sure you keep that on. Okay? Now the top right-hand corner.
Done.
It's my done. I'm done. I already subscribed to it. I love everything on here. Go to
done. Subscriptions. Near A.
And now we should have AppleViz blog somewhere within my subscription list. Now, since I have a billion of these things.
Apple, Google News, Apple, the latest on Apple, Apple Gazette, Apple Reviews,
let's
Apple,
see.
Macintosh, Apple Lecture, Apple Insider Vertical Line, Apple News and Rumors since 1997, Apple Tell, AppleViz, one unread article, AppleViz, recent blog posts.
Hear that?
Actions
so
available.
It is now there. And it's part of my subscription. Now you can double tap that, but there's nothing there to read because there's no unread badge that showed up. So I'm going to swipe up.
Unsubscribe.
I'm going to unsubscribe that because I don't need that because I already have an AppleViz feed up above. So double tap that. And now
AppleViz's Facebook notifications.
Okay. So it goes on to the next item that I have to subscribe. So this gives you an idea how to go in, add a subscription, and then apply it to different folders if you want folders and etc. So you can go read the articles by subscription by going through the subscription area. So I don't do it that way. So I'm going to go back here.
Near A. Ebooks. All articles. 172 total articles.
Now, you can go read all 172 of them all at once if you want. If you got a lot of time, this is great for you. It shows you all their articles in one place. I know some people like to do this. This is how they like to do it. I am not that way. I rather prefer just read it by my categories by folders. So I am not going to show you all because if you double tap that, it'll show you all the articles, but I'm going to go down.
Ebooks, folder options, folder sorting, button, folders, heading, Apple News, 121 total unread articles.
All right, so let's go to my Apple folder. Double tap that.
Selected, Apple News, near A.
All right, so what are you going to see here? All right, this is where you're going to see all the articles, and plus I'm going to show you some of the options that I mentioned I would show you.
Apple News, heading, options, button.
There's the option button. Now the options, I will get to that in a few.
Filter button.
Here's the filter. So if you only want to see the unread stuff, because right now it's going to show you everything you've read and unread, depending how your syncing is set up, because I have dumped all my read every time I go into the Lyra app. It's all going to show me the unread stuff here. Now you can do a filter, just showing you read or unread. If you have lots of articles already that you've read and you just want to get to the stuff you haven't read yet, so you can select the filters to do that, okay?
Folder details button.
Folder details. Now I want to show you something cool here.
Folder details. There. Folder details. Heading.
Okay, go to the right.
Done. Button. Title. Heading.
This is where you can get to the folder information itself.
Apple News.
So if you wanted to rename it to something different, this is where you can just double tap and change the text of the folder name. So if you don't like Apple News, you can set it wherever you want.
Articles, heading, total articles, 122. Unread articles, 121.
Et cetera.
Subscriptions, heading, subscriptions, subscriptions.
Oh yeah. Now if I double tap this, it'll show all the subscriptions that are in within this folder. So if you double
selected.
Tap that.
Subscriptions, back button, subscriptions, Walt Disney World, Google News, selected. 148 apps.
You hear that? That
one's
selected.
Selected. 9-to-5 Mac. All ears. Net.
Obviously, the Walt Disney World stuff is not selected because that's not the what I want in that category. So if you already subscribe to something, you want to move around different folders, this is how you can do it. You just go to that folder, go to the folder details, and then you can select which subscription you want to be it to belong into which folder. So this is a great way of going back and reorganizing things, okay?
Back button.
Go back.
Back button. Folder details. Subscriptions. Title. Heading. Apple News.
All right, so we're done with this. This tells you everything about
articles, total article, unread article, subscriptions.
One more time.
Heading, subscriptions. Subscriptions.
Yep, that's it. So I'm going to go back out.
Heading. Folder details. Heading. Done. Button.
Done.
Done. Apple News. Near A. Back button. The ample upside potential of Apple services business. Apple talking to Glabalfa. Article sorting. Folder details.
All right. So there's the folder details that we were just at. And then, obviously,
article sorting.
Button. Article sorting. If you want the article sort in A through Z or Z to A, whatever, you can come and double tap and change that. Now, we're going to get to the articles. Now, listen to how it reads it, because this is how I have it read.
Apple talking to GlobalFoundries about U.S.-based chip making, says report. Apple, the latest on Apple, CNET News. If Apple owned capacity at a fab, it would give the company the kind of control over both design and chip manufacturing that Intel has.
See,
swipe
it gives
up or down
you,
to select a custom action.
That's what I love about it. It gives you a little summary, so it gives you a little teaser for something interesting. So let's just read through a couple here.
The ample upside potential of Apple services business. Fortune. Still don't think wireless charging is coming to the iPhone 8. This will change your mind. Oh. BGR. iPhone. Google
let's
News.
See what this
BGR.
One.
Still don't think wireless charging is coming to the iPhone 8. This will change your mind. BGR. You should never believe everything you read when it comes to next generation iPhone models. The rumor mill has gotten pretty crazy in recent years, and things get started earlier and earlier. In fact, this time around.
This is so cool. So I love the preview. Now you can double tap to go into the articles itself. Now, if you already have a cache, it's all good to be in there. If you do not have a cache, this is where you got to have Wi-Fi, because when I double tap this, what it's going to do is going to bring up the article from wherever the source is coming from, and then it's going to show you the article itself. Now, before I do that, you can do, there's a rotor here. If you swipe up, hang on.
Actions. Mark is red.
You can mark that as read or unread. As I mentioned before, as I swipe to the right, that article becomes read. If you want to come back and make that unread, you can just swipe up to do so.
Start article.
You can start this article.
Options.
And then you can see the different options that you can do with this.
Activate, default.
And then go back to activate. So if this article is something I want to read, you just double tap that.
Still don't think wireless, Apple News.
Learn, all right.
Ellipsis, you should never believe everything you read when it comes to next generation iPhone models. The rumor mill has gotten pretty crazy.
I'm going to stop it here. This is what makes Lyre stand out, bar none, over everybody else. Now, there are a few aggregator apps that will do similar things like this, but they cost you money. Now, I realize things like Newsify is free. However, they have subscription base per month. If you want to do the same thing that Lyre offers to you, Lyre is a one-time purchase, of course, but it's a one-time purchase for life. And this full text, basically what it means, it goes out to the source. And if you use Newsify or other aggregator, it's going to bring up the web page of where the article has. So you can just imagine in your mind, it has all these images, links, all the little navigation bars on the left side. You have to find the actual article, and you have to use your navigation, go to headings, and find the article. And you have to swipe through that article, right? That is where Lyre is, bar none, the best. It automatically trims everything out, which is absolutely fantastic. You're not going to find anything better than this. There are other services that will do something similar to that, but they always fall short somewhere, somehow. I know that Kunal has done a lot of work to make this really, really, truly trimmed out. It is beautiful. So let's just go to the right.
According to sources like KGI Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple's upcoming new iPhone 8 will
feature. It just takes you right to the article. There's no nonsense or anything like that. You can listen to it, read it. Now I will show you. And at the bottom of the article,
mark is unread. Button.
Now it's the bottom here.
Right arrow refresh full text. Link.
Okay.
Right arrow report a problem. Right arrow show original article. Period.
Okay. So right after the bottom of the article, it's going to have
right arrow show original article.
You can
link.
Still go to the original article if you want. Now, what Kunal has suggested, if you ever get an article that's not reading exactly how you would like it, go ahead and report it.
Right arrow, report a problem.
Report this, and that way they'll fix it, and they will try to fix this kind of a situation where it's not parsing it right, and it's not doing it. I have not seen very many of these. It's very, very rare when something comes up like that.
Right arrow, refresh full text.
Link. Or you can refresh. Now, there's one other option I want to show you. Once in a blue moon, I will get a page where it's not showing up all the things I want. So, towards the bottom.
Mark as unread. Button.
Bottom left is mark as unread.
Star article.
There's that star thing that I was telling you about, the fast action. If you have it instant paper, it'll say instant paper. You just double tap that, and I automatically send that article to instant paper.
Previous article. Button.
Blah, blah, blah.
Next article. Uh-huh. Button. Share. Button.
Then there's the share. So if I want to share this article, but I want to show you something here. Share this.
Share. Cancel.
Now, button. Every time you see me out there on Twitter, I always post articles that I think would be of interest for you guys to read, that I either found something amusing or something informative, whatever. I'll say
AirDrop. Tap to turn on Twitter button.
There's a Twitter. I can double tap that.
Hold. Wait for the sound. Then drag to rearrange.
And then you can post it to Twitter. Now, the thing I want to show you here at the very bottom of this, if the parsing doesn't work,
mail. Add to more. Add to reading. Copy. Save to drop. Open in Safari. Search URL for our download as Zepkab button. Download as Mobi button. Refresh full text using Mercury Web Parser.
There
button.
You go. The drag Mercury. If double tap for hold, some reason the sound, then it doesn't parse right. Double tap the Mercury one, and it will go out to the article again and parse it for you so you can get a full text. And that really works really well. And a lot of times, whether it's multiple pages or it just didn't parse it right, so you got another option there to use. And you're not going to find that anywhere else. So that's what makes this thing so cool. So I can read an article without having to worry about all this nonsense stuff that I have to keep flicking around and trying to find the article itself. Now I'm going to go back.
Enable AirDrop share. AirDrop. Tap to turn on Wi-Fi
this.
And Bluetooth. To back. Button.
And go back.
Back. Apple News. Still don't think wireless charging is coming.
All right. So as I said, as I go to the right.
Kramer. Apple services revenue. Can the iPhone 8 compete with the Galaxy S8?
So you got all these articles that I subscribe to. Now, if you go left.
Kramer. Apple service.
The article will still be there because I want to list it as all. So I've seen the read and unread. All together. Now, if I do a filter,
Leary, back button, Apple News, options, button, filter, button,
and go to filter,
filter,
and I filter, just
unread, button,
double tap
selected,
on red,
Apple News. Leary, all right,
now
back
check
button.
This out.
Can the iPhone 8 compete with the Galaxy S8 that looks like this? BTR, iPhone, Google News.
Now, if I go to the right,
Apple working on GST issue with Indian.
It goes to the next one, right? Now, check this out. When I go back left,
article sorting button,
it gets rid of the article on the fly, so which is really cool. However, that can be, it got pros and cons. If you are flicking too fast and go, oh man, that sounded interesting, I want to go back to it. Well, you're not going to be able to see it because you have that filter on unread, so you're going to have to go back up and change filter.
Filtered, unread, button. Filtered, all, unfiltered, button. Selected, selected, all, unfiltered, button. Apple, mm-hmm. The ample upside potential of Apple services business, fortune, Apple talking to GlobalFoundries about article sorting, button.
Okay, so let me check the filter.
Near A, back button, Apple news, options, button, filter, button.
All right, so it's turned off. So now once it's turned off, then you can go back.
The Apple upside potential. Still don't think wireless charging is coming to the iPhone.
Remember that?
This will change. Kramer, Apple services.
And so you get all the articles back. So this way, if you have a lot of read articles you read before, you can just go up to the filter, go to unread, and that way you can get rid of the read stuff. So that's why I was saying that every time I read something automatically and next time I sync, it'll dump those out and just leaves me the unread. For those that want to keep the read articles, it will still be here and you'll still see them all. That's why the filter button is there, and that's what is so valuable. So you can just double tap as unread, and that way it will show you only the unread. Okay? Or if you're just simply done with this whole thing and you just want to mark the whole thing read, there's an option button at the top right.
Apple talking to GlobalFound options button.
If you double tap that,
options, heading. Mark all as read.
You can say mark as read, so everything is marked as read, and that will get rid of everything.
Cancel.
And I'm going to go cancel. I don't want to read all those because I haven't listened to them. So,
back button. Near A. Heading.
All right. So we're back to the main page.
Folders. Heading. Apple News. 107. Disney News. 10 total unread.
And you get all the different things we were back at originally. Now, I want to show you something here.
Apple News. Folders. Heading. Folder sorting. Button. Folder options.
Now,
heading.
Now, since I'm not in a particular folder, if you double tap
folder
this.
Folder options. Done. Button. When opening a folder, display. Heading.
You can tell how you want it to open up. So within the folder itself here.
Selected. Articles in the folder.
I want to see the articles itself. Otherwise, you can have it...
Subscriptions in the folder.
Show you the subscription as you saw other with the subscription option, but now it's defined just the Apple ones that I have selected to be shown in the Apple folder. So always show you the subscription only within the folder itself. Okay? So, my gosh, I know that I have shown you so much here, and there is just so much just packed into this little app itself. It is kind of mind-blowing what I've just done here, especially for newbies that are trying to get their mind wrapped around this. And for those that are more advanced like myself, I tell you, give this a whirl. I think you're going to love this app a lot. The full text is what sold me, because I don't want to subscribe to stuff and the actual articles and other apps were driving me bonkers when I had to go find the articles and I had to swipe, or I have to go to the element by finding the headings and whatever have not. It was difficult. I don't like all that nonsense. This thing takes all the pain out and puts everything in full text. And this is what makes it so amazingly awesome. And you're going to read, as I mentioned before, the show note, I will put Amir's article along with the AppleVis Extra with Kunal, so you can listen to his observation about the app itself. But read the article that Amir did, and we both came out with the same conclusion. The full text and the accessibility that's built in, that you can make it so concise and configurable, is what make this bar none the best. It does cost, it is a paid app, but I think it's worth it. It's a lifetime thing, so you don't have to deal with any type of subscription. And for those people, now you get a better idea what I meant, that it brings all the news into my hands so I can read all the Apple news here, all my Walt Disney app news here, without having to visit into all the many different various types of places, okay? So this brings it all in one place. This is what an RSS aggregator is all about. And I've showed you so many things, so you may have to listen to this podcast a few more times. But if you have any questions, I know that sometimes my podcast may not get to all the things you may come across, or you're just not understanding. Quite all right. Feel free to contact me. I am at thomas@applevis.com or anonymous@applevis.com. Anonymous is A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S-E. @applevis.com, and of course you can follow me on Twitter, Thomas_Domville. Alright guys, that's going to do for the revisiting of the Lear app. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Until next time, you enjoy, and you take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.